When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Adulting Millennials PH, the podcast. And once again, this is your host, Janine. And before we end the year, I would like to thank each and every one of you for staying. And for all the new listeners, thank you so much. I'm very much aware that it's been a while since the last time that we've uploaded a podcast episode. I believe it's like more than 3 months already, because the last time that we've uploaded was around Q2 of this year. So, ayun, I'm really thankful for each and every one of you. And for, again, for the new listeners, thank you so much for giving us a try. And I actually do have a New Year's resolution. Like, for the year 2024, I really wanted to be more intentional and to be more consistent in uploading weekly podcast episodes. And hello, I don't know, but I'm really grateful because we've been in this platform for over 4 years already. Well, next year, we will turn 4. So, ayun, I'm just really grateful for each and every one of you. Anyway, for this podcast episode, let's have a year in review. So, this will be like the 2023 life lessons that I've learned so far. This will be straight to the point, brief, and very concise. Anyway, so the first thing on my list is actually, you should prioritize your health always. Well, the main reason why it is actually first on my list is because yun din yung unang nangyari this year. Like, actually, 2022, towards Q4, I got really sick already. And around Q1 of this year, I decided to get myself checked, and turns out that I needed to get a minor surgery, minor operation. So there I was actually on leave, work leave for like 3 months, like Magna Carta leave for 3 months. So ayun, one thing that I've realized is you really have to prioritize your health always. And because of that one, I've realized na, okay, what I've been doing for the past few months was actually not me. Because the Janine that I know would always go to the gym every single day. As in, ganun talaga ako, to be honest. And for the past few months, before, prior to getting sick, hindi talaga ako nakakapag-gym. Like, I don't have time for myself. It's always work. And I don't get much sleep, yung mga ganun. Pangat talaga yung lifestyle ko. Basta yon. Ang pangat ng lifestyle ko, to be honest. Like, it feels like my life revolves around work during those time, ha? Those days prior to getting sick. Yun. So, ayun. Yun nga, one thing that I've realized is I needed to get back the real me. And so, I started going back to the gym, eating healthy, not really eating junk foods na. For me, junk foods kasi, diba? It's kind of subjective when you say junk foods. Anyway, so ayun. Another thing that I've learned is you don't have to force connections. Because your core people, your soul people will really stay with you. As in, you don't have to make so much effort. Well, you still have to make effort. But you know, you will just know that your core people or your soul people will really stay with you. Anyway, another thing on the list is actually low maintenance relationships. And when I say low maintenance relationships, it means talaga like not just romantic relationships, like all across. It also covers like your friendships and so on and so forth. So remember when I got sick, I was on 3 months Magna Carta leave, right? Weeks before I go back to work, I decided to meet with some of my friends, college friends, and other life friends. And that's when I realized how low maintenance our friendships are. Like, after graduation or graduating from college, we just get to see each other at least once a year. Swerte na if it's like twice or thrice a year. And ayun, something that I've really realized is that adult friendships are kind of difficult to maintain. So you really have, again, to make an effort to at least see them at least once a year. And what's nice about our friend group is that even if we're not complete, hindi magtatampo yung isa if matutuloy yung lakad. And on the other way around din naman, we really do make an effort din talaga. And nare-reciprocate din naman yun na we get to see each other talaga once a year na kompleto kami. Yun yung non-negotiable lang. But of course, we get to understand din naman if the other person is not available. Just like what happened last year. I didn't get to see them na kompleto kami because I was so busy with a lot of things. And nung tapos na yung mga ganaps ko, I really wanted to rest alone. So, ayun, they na-understand naman nila yun. Anyway, another thing on my list is that you're not defined by your work. So, it's something that I've been struggling kasi parang it feels like my work defines me for the longest time. Like, it's my masterpiece, it's attached sa akin. But, I realized na I have to separate it kasi life is different from your work, right? So, ayun. But, what I'm really passionate about, yun talaga, I feel like up until now, it's talagang dikit with me. Anyway, another thing on the list is actually self-love can come in different forms. Kasi I've always believed that when you say self-love, it's all about, well, not always believe, no. For the past few years, I believe now when you say self-love, you just have to love yourself. Even if it means na loving your parang bad side, not naman bad side, but yung mga negative things about you, yun yung pinapaniwalaan ko. But one thing that I've realized, you know, meeting other people this year is that self-love can actually also come in different forms. Like, you know, spoiling yourself. Kasi diba, ako kasi personally, I'm the type of person na kuripot. Like, kuripot talaga ako. I'm very stingy. So when I see people spending so much money about sa mga things na I feel like it's unnecessary. As in, yun talaga, feeling ko unnecessary. But then later on, I realized na, ayun nga, sometimes they are just really healing their inner child. And, ayun, so self-love can also come in different forms. Like spoiling yourself once in a while. So, yeah. But for me, self-love is actually more on like spending for convenience. I don't mind, really. I don't mind spending a lot of money for convenience. And, also, self-love for me doesn't necessarily have to be expensive. For me, just by being at peace with myself and enjoying solitude, masaya na ako dun. And recently, I went out, parang nagkaroon ako ng weekend for myself around Makati. Like, eat, pray, love talaga ang bet ko dun in Legazpi Sunday Market, no? And wala lang, ang sarap pala sa feeling na at least once a month, you will treat yourself mag-isa ka lang. You don't necessarily have to be outside with friends to enjoy yourself. Sometimes it means na you just have to enjoy yourself. Be at peace and reflect about life.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.